Bachis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bachis Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amad Aleph, on the ninth line, Eilu Bachis Shema'arichin. Eilu Bachis Shema'arichin Bohen, Bachis Rosh Hashanah, V'yom Kippurim, and Bachis Tanis Sivu. The Tosefta says, these Bachis we elongate, the middle Bachis of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we add the verses Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofris, of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, which is like Rosh Hashanah, and Tanis Sivu, where we have a fasting for the rain, we add six brachas after Goyel Yisrael. From a person's brachas, it's recognizable whether the person is a chacham or a fool. Eile brachas yimikatsim mahem ha-mevarach ha-mitzvois v'alapeyuris v'bichas ha-zimun v'bichas ha-choyna she-bichas ha-mozein ha-cha-mozein. The Brisa says, these brachas we make short, brachas on mitzvahs, on food, bichas ha-zimun, and the last bracha v'bichas ha-mozein after eating. Ha kol sha brachos ad ha-marech. The Gemara asks, what this implies that all other brachos one may elongate. The earlier we said that we elongate only in three places. Amar chizkiah im madatani ha-marech ha-reza maguna v'makatza ha-reza meshubach ha-da amar she'ein zeh klal. Chizkiah answered, since the Brisa taught one who elongates where Chacham didn't say to elongate, this is despised. One who makes short, this is praise worthy. This teaches that the sefer, meaning, is not precise. Rather, the resha is precise. Tani tzarech laharech b'goyel Yisrael b'tanis. Brisa says one must elongate in goyel Yisrael on a tanis. Habashesh shuhu moisif ein amarech. The Gemara asks what in the sixth brachas that he adds to Shmona Esar after goyel Yisrael, he does not elongate. Amrav Yaseh shloi toime hoyol v'hu meyein yitches v'yarech ba v'fum kein tzarech laharech b'goyel Yisrael b'tanis. Rav Yaseh answers that don't say that since goyel Yisrael is from Shmona Esar, one may not elongate it. Therefore, it needs to say that one must elongate in Goyel Yisrael on a tainis. Eilu brachos yishoichim mohem barishoina tchele v'seif v'moidim tchele v'seif. These are the brachos in which we bow, in the first, which is the brachos of Avos at the beginning and end, and in moidim at the beginning and end. Hashoicha al kol brachos brachos malam den oisei shlo yishche. One who bows in every bracha, we teach him not to do so. V'yisra b'anachma m'shem v'vishu ben Levi, kohen gadol shoicha al seif kol brachos brachos, ha-melech rosh kol brachos brachos, v'seif kol brachos brachos. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, quoting Rav Shimon Levi, said that a Kohen Gadol bows at the end of every bracha, a king bows at the beginning of every bracha and the end of every bracha. But Simon, Rav Shimon ben Levi, Hamelech, Meshukayre, Einad Nizkaf, Adshu Mashlem, Kol Tzelase. But Simon, quoting Rav Shimon Levi, said that a king, when he bows, he does not straighten up until he finishes his tefillah. My timer, Vehik Chalos Shloim, and Espal Hashem, Eskol HaTefillah, Veskol HaTchina, Azois, Kam Lefnei Mizbach Hashem, Mechoya Abel Kav. What's the source? It's the pasuk about Shlomo HaMelech in Malachim Aleph, Pek, Ches Pasuk, Nun Daled, where it says, and when Shlomo finished davening to Hashem, all of the tefillah and all of these supplications, he got up from in front of the altar of Hashem, from resting on his knees. Ezu Kriya ve'ezu Bricha. What is Kriya and what is Bricha? The Gemara doesn't answer this, but rather we move on to the next point. V'v'chiyah rabba hoa Bricha lifnei Rebbe v'nifsach v'nisrape. But Levi bar Sissi, here at Kriya Lifnei Rebbe, the Nifsach lo Nisrape. The Kriya Rebbe demonstrated Bricha in front of Rebbe, and he became lame, but he was healed. The Levi bar Sissi demonstrated Kriya in front of Rebbe, and became lame, and did not heal. The Kapav Pusais HaShomayim, HaMrebi Aivu Kogoin, Hadein Nakdim HaYaoimed. And the Pasuk says, the Kapav Pusais HaShomayim, his hands are spread out to the heavens. The Aivu said, he stood like these Nakadim, with people who cannot fully extend their arms. Amrav Lazar bar Avina, Kekafin halalu, Shiloi notlu, Mebinyan beis hamikdash klum. Amrav Lazar bar Avina said he hinted like these hands, which did not take anything from the money that David was makdish for the construction of the beis hamikdash. Tana Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul, Hakol Sheichin, im Shirach Sibba Baido. Tachlicha bar Shmuel said in the Brisa that everyone bows with the Shliach Sibba in Haidah, which is the blessing of Moedim. Zero Amar of Avad ben Moedim. They said this is only at Moedim, meaning at the beginning of the bracha, because at the end they need not bow. Vizera Samach, as you say, Lekoiva Kedilashurach Imay Tchelavaseif. Vizera, even though he taught that others don't need to bow at the end, he said Moedim Midrabbanon together with the Shliach Sivo in order to be able to bend with him at the beginning and at the end. Vizera Kadsalik Lahacha Chamsen Gachnin Umlachashin. Amalain Mao Dein Lachisha. When Vizera came here to Eretz Yisrael, he saw people bowing and whispering. When the Shliach Sivva said, Haidah, he asked, what is whispering?
But I shmia, dama, we chalbai,
Rabbi Shimon, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yomia, Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Maisha, Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Simai, v'yistamim le'chavaya, b'shem Rabbi Simai. They said to him, didn't the master hear what Rabbi Chalboi said, quoting Rabbi Shimon, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yomia, Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Maisha, and Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Simai, and some say it was the Talmidim, quoting Rabbi Simai, that when the Shliach Sibbo says Moedim, the Sibbo have to say the following Tula. Moedim anachnu lach, adayin kol abriyos, lagad, atshishpachos, so ilomim, chaya ilom, yetzir breishis, nachayim mesim, shechisanu, vikiemtanu, vizchiyasanu, vizhiyatanu, vikiyatanu, v'haridos lishimcha, bochat ha-Hashem, keila ha-Hidois. That they say the following, we thank you, Master of all creations, God, worthy of all praises, rock of the world, life of the world, former of creations of Bracious, reviver of the dead, who sustained us and maintained us and brought us merit and helped us and brought us close to thank you, your name, Rachat HaHashem, Keil HaHidois. For the Abba Barzavda, B'Shem Rav, Moedim Anach Niloch, She'anu Chayavim LaHidois L'Shimcha, Shonanena, Sif Forsaiki Azam Moloch, B'Nafshir Shifadisa, Rachat HaHashem, Keil HaHidois. And Rabbi Abba Barzavda, quoting Rav, said that the following text should be said. We thank you that we are obligated to thank your name. My lips will exult when I sing to you, and my soul that you redeemed. Baruch Ata Hashem, Keila Haidois. Rishmu Bar Mina B'Shem Rav Acha Haidaya B'Shevach L'Shimcha L'Cha Gedula L'Cha Gvur L'Cha Tiferes Yosem B'Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu L'Elokei Avisenu Shetismechenu M'Nefilosenu V'Kafenu M'Kfifosenu Ki Ata Semech Noiflim V'Zeke Kufim U'Malei Rachamim V'Ein Oidmo V'Vadcho And Rav Shmuel Bar Mina, quoting Rav Acha, said, thanks and praise to your name, to you is greatness, to you is strength, to you is magnificence. May it be your will in front of you, Hashem, Elokeinu, and Elokim of our fathers, to support us from our falling and straighten us from our being bent. For you support those who fall, straighten and straighten the bent, and you are full of mercy, and there is no one other than you. Baruch Ata Hashem, Keila Hidois. Da'akapara amalach kriya lecha kvifa lecha, Yishtachavai lecha v'richa, ki lecha tichva chobech tishav v'kol lachoyin, lecha Hashem ha'gdula v'agru ha'tferes v'anetza v'ahoyit ki chob ha'shemai v'aretz, lecha Hashem ha'mlocha v'mitase lecha l'roish, v'aroishu v'akobim v'ufanecha, v'atem moishav v'akol, v'yadcha k'rech ha'gvura, v'yadcha l'gadil l'chadik v'akol, v'atea l'kein v'mayim anach n'loch, v'mhalim l'shem tifratecha, v'chol lei v'chol nefesh, mishtachavim v'kol ha'tmeisai, t'aymar na Hashem mitamecha, v'adzu v'oni m'chad v'menu, v'oni v'evim v'goyvloi, v'ochat ha'ashem, k'ilai dois. Bahakapar said that the correct text is, to you is prostrating on the ground, to you is bending, to you is bowing, to you is bowing the knees, to you will bow every knee, will swear every tongue, to you Hashem is greatness, strength, magnificence, eternity, and beauty, to everything in Shemayim and Oretz, in the heavens and the earth, to you Hashem is kingship over it, and elevation and leadership over all, and the wealth and honor is in front of you, and you rule over it all, and in your hand is power and might to raise and strengthen all. And now, Elokeinu, we thank you and praise your magnificent name with all the heart and all the soul we bow. All my bones will say, who is like you, that saves the poor man from one stronger than him, and the poor man and destitute from one who steals from him. Baruch Ata Hashem, Keila Hidois. Amar Rav Yudin, Nagin Rabbanan Amrin Kulon. Rav Yudin said the Rabbanan are accustomed to say all of these texts. V'yistah Amri, Ayhadah, Ayhadah, and some say they say this one or that one, means only one. Tani Uruvajli Yashurach Yosimidai. The Baisa says he bows, but only if he does not bow too much. Amab Yumya Ulachud Dulayavit Tadin Khalduna and Glatma Saitaimana Shimikamecha. But Yumya said, as long as he doesn't do like these toads, where the head is straight when it bows, rather, Glatma Saitaimana Shimikamecha, all of my bones say Hashem is like you, means he also the head needs to bow. Yalsa the Khanan Ba Pliga. The Gemara of Chanan Baba's teaching disagrees. The Chanan Baba Amma Lechavaya Neimel Chayin Milsa Tava Chamis Rav Avid Vamisa Kamei Deshmul Vakam Benashik Alpumei. Chanan Baba said to the Talmidim, "I'll tell you something nice that I saw Rav do, and I said it in front of Shmuel, and he got up and kissed my mouth." Baruch Atah Sheiche Bar Lahadkei Et Hashem Zekef. When he says Baruch Atah, he bows. When he comes to mention Hashem's name, he straightens up. This is different to Rabbi Yomi, who said that all the body is bent even when saying Hashem's name. Shmuel Amar Ana Amres Tama Hashem Zeke Kufim. Shmuel said, "I will say a reason for it. It's Hashem Zeke Kufim. Hashem straightens up the bent." Amar Rav Ami Lamistava El Shmi Neches Hu. Rav Ami says this is unreasonable. Rather, Nipnei Shmi Nichasu. That's a pasuk that means that even when saying Hashem's name, he's submissive, means he's bent. And with Avin, he'll have a ksiv Vishmi Nichasu. Yes. Leis ksiv elav Nipnei Shmi Nichasu koidim ad shaloi hizkeh Hashem kva Nichasu. With Avin objected, he said, had it said Vishmi Nichasu, that would be proper. But rather, it's written Nipnei Shmi Nichasu means before saying the name, he needs to be submissive. Ushmur ba Nosan v'shem v'chamu b'chanina Nasa be'echad she'shachar yosim v'dai v'hevi'u Rebbe. Ushmur ba Nosan, quoting v'chamu b'chanina, said the case occurred in which someone bowed too much and Rebbe removed him from being shtech sivu. Rebbe Ami Amar Rav Yochanan have a ma'avir. Rebbe Ami said that Rav Yochanan would remove someone who bowed too much. Amalei v'chia ba'aba l'haya ma'avir el ga'a v'esh. V'chia ba'aba said he would not remove him, but rather he would rebuke him. Eilu bochis shepoischem mahem b'boch, kol ha-bochis poischem mahem b'boch, v'im haisa boch smuch al-chaverta, ha-goin krishma v'tfila, im poischem mahem b'boch. These bochis begin with boch, now all bochis begin with boch, but if a bocha is smuch al-chaverta, is immediately after another bocha, like krishma and tfila, then it does not begin with a boch. Heisa rav yumya ha-re ge'ula, rav yumya asked, the boch of ge'ula, at the seder, after the beginning of halal, that is smuch al-chaverta, and it begins with boch. The answer is that's different because Rav Yochanan said if he heard the Boch of Halal in the Beis Knesses, he fulfilled his obligation. So sometimes it's not going to be Samach Lechaverta and therefore it begins with a Boch. Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef, the end of Bichas Geula, why does it end with a Boch? It's a mere praise like the Boch of before eating food. Amalei shtayim heina achas levoi v'achas le'sha'ovar. Rav Yosi says, in answer, no, it's two brachas. One is praise for the past redemption. It begins with a brach and does not end with a brach. And one is a request for the future redemption. It does not begin with a brach, but it ends with a brach. Yisivin harei havdala. The Gemara asks, what about havdala, where it begins with a brach, even though it is somewhat like about it immediately follows another bracha? Shni hi dama rabbi abba barzavda. Rebbe Hayat Mufazan, Rechayz Rechaylam Arakais. The answer is no, it's different because Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda said that Rebbe used to say them with the brachas on the fire and on the fragrances separately and return to gather them on the cup and say them all together to be Moitzi his household, like it says, one need not say them together, and even Bray Pi Agofim one need not say if he was already drinking wine. So for this reason, that the final bracha is said with a brach. Rabbi Rabba used to say them all at the same time. The Gemara asks, Nevarich, which is Birchas HaZimun, Birchas HaMozen, comes right after the Bracha of Zimun. Why does Birchas HaZam begin with Baruch? The answer is it's different because if only two people sat and ate together, they don't say this Bracha, and therefore you can't say that Birchas HaZam is Smuch HaLechavati immediately follows another. Hari HaZam is HaKol. The Gemara asks, what about Hazan HaSakol? Why the end with the Baruch is just a praise, like the bracha on fruit? Kasha. The Gemara says, this is a difficulty. Hari HaTov HaMeitiv. And the Gemara asks, what about the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv, which is the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon? It begins with the Baruch, even though it comes immediately after the third bracha of Birchas HaMazon. Shniyehi Dema Rav Huna, Mishenitna Haruge Beita Lekvua, Nigva HaTov HaMeitiv, HaTov Shalei Yisrichu HaMeitiv, Shenitna Kvua. The Gemara answer that's different because Rav Huna said that after they were able to bury those killed in Beitar, Hatov HaMeitiv was enacted. Hatov, what means Hashem is good, that the bodies did not decay all the years between the death and the burial, and HaMeitiv is that they were able to finally bury them. HaKadusha, the Gemara asked, what about Kiddush on Friday night? It begins with Baruch, even though it's coming even immediately after Bray Pi HaGofen. Shnihi, Shem Haya Yeshev, Shoysev, Yoyim, Kiddush Alav Hayoyim, She'ena Imen Baruch, Bray Pi HaGofen. The Gemara answers that's different because if he was sitting and drinking wine during the day and Shabbos arrived, he would say Kiddush, but he would not say Bray Pi HaGofen. The HaSeifa, the Gemara says, what about the end of Kiddush? Why does it end with a Baruch? It's a praise. Amma Rabbi Yudna should say, Toifes Bochus Kachu, that's the text, Matbeya Katsar, Peseach Bahem Baruch, Ve'ena Chosen Bahem Baruch, Matbeya Oruch, Peseach Bahem Baruch, Ve'chosen Baruch. Rabbi Yudna answered, so is the form of Bochus. A short form, it begins with Baruch and it does not end with Baruch. A long form, it begins with Baruch and ends with Baruch. And this answers all of the questions that we had. Kol HaBochos Achach Chisumeihem, Ein Oimim Bocha Pasuk. all brachas are according to their conclusion, we don't say a pasuk at the end of a bracha. Heisu Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar, Koimi Rabbi Yasa, Mekem de Tema Acha Chesa Meyem, Ein Amen Bracha Pasuk. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yasa, since you say that all brachas are according to their conclusions, aside from matters in the middle that don't disqualify, why may we not say a pasuk at the end of the bracha? Amrin Chakimi Adain Tlaya Dusava Maro Acha Chisumayim Shimhaya Oimed Beshachris Beshachach Vehizke Esharav Eschayz Bechasam Beshachris Yatsa. The answer is this youth a Chacham? He thinks that all brachas are according to their conclusion, means that if it was the morning, and he forgot to mention the text of the first bracha before Krishma at night, and returned to close with the text of Shachris, he was Yatsa. He fulfilled his obligation. Amr Acha Kalabachris Kein Chis Meseyim Veilein Da Amrin. Ravacha said, really it means that all brachas are similar to their conclusion, meaning that right before their conclusion they must discuss, like the context of the conclusion. Those who say, Tzali Veroini Yoshev Sirin, at the end of Birchas Rachim after the Haftorah, it's not a problem of a pasuk at the end of a bracha, because it's like the conclusion, Mesameach Sirin Bevoneah.
We come now to the next Mishnah. Maskirin Yisiyas Mitzrayim Balelos. We mention Yisus Mitzrayim even at night. Amalein v'loza v'nazavya ha'yani k'ben shivim shana v'lezachisi sh'te'ami Yisus Mitzrayim v'leilois ha'shudar sh'ben zayma. V'loza v'nazavya said to the Chacham, I am like a man of 70, yet I was never able to prove that we mention Yisus Mitzrayim at night until Ben Zayma expounded, sh'ne'emar l'mam tizko yisirim sefcha me'az Mitzrayim koli mechayecha, mechayecha ha'yomim, koli mechayecha ha'leilois. The man tizko in order you should remember the day of you coming out of Mitzrayim, all of the days of your life. The days of your life refers to the daytime. Koli mechayecha, all the days of your life refers to the night. V'chacham ha'imim yechayecha ha'olam hazeh, koli mechayecha ha'olam haba, la'avi es yomeis mashiach. Chachamim say that the days of your life comes to refer to this world, and all of the days of your life refers to the time of the world to come when Mashiach comes. Af al pi shenichnas v'gedula, heruch yomim hada'ama shegedula mekaseres yomim. The Gemara says, even though Rav Elazar ben Azariah entered leadership, he lived a long time, and this teaches that leadership usually shortens life. Teman Amen, lo yaschel v'yomer v'mhischel geimer. Rabbanon, she say dehocha, Amen maschel v'ena geimer. There in Bavel, they say that one need not begin v'yomer parshas sitzes, but if he began, he finishes. Rabbanon here in Eretz Yisrael say he begins, but he need not finish. We ask a question from the Mishnah against the Rabbanon here. We mentioned Yisus Mitzrayim at night, the Mishnah said. This isn't difficult for Rabbanon there. We can explain that if he began Vayomer, he finishes it to mention Yisus Mitzrayim. The Abba Rav Yehuda B'Shem, Rav Moedim Anachnu Loch, Shoyt Yisonim Mitzrayim, Ust Yisonim Bek Avodim, Lohidos Lishmecha. The Abba, quoting Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, said that we mentioned Yisus Mitzrayim in the first Bracha, after Krishma at night, when we say, we thank you that you took us out from Mitzrayim and redeemed us from the house of slavery to praise your name. We ask a question against the Rabbanon there from the Mishnah. Vayomer applies only during the day. Surely they hold that if he began Vayomer, he finishes in it in order to mention his first Mitzrayim. How Parshas Vayomer and Noeged Vayomer? The answer is no, it means that the entire Parsha of Vayomer applies only during the day. There's no mitzvah sitzes at night, but part of the parasha, meaning mentioning Yisus Mitzrayim, applies even at night. Rav Abba bar Acha noches letamon chamisun maschilim begoimim. Rav Abba bar Acha descended there, and he saw them begin and finish. Leishmiya letamon amin leyascha v'yemer v'mischa goimer. Rabbanon dehacha amin mascha v'ena goimer. He was very surprised because he hadn't heard there that there they say that one need not begin v'yemer. But if he began, he finishes, and Rabbanon here say that he begins, but he need not finish, and people there were stringent to fulfill both opinions. Baron Kom Rabbi Achya Rabbi Zeira, He Chava Avuch Nog Ovid Kravon the Hakko or Kravon the Hassan. Rabbi Achya Rabbi Zeira was asked, how did your father do? Did he do like the Rabbanon here, or like the Rabbanon there? Rav Chizkiya Amar Kravon the Hakko, Rav Chizkiya answered, he did like Rabbanon here. Rav Yasa Amar Kavavon Dehasam, and Rav Yasa answered that he did like the Rabbanon there. Amar Bichanina Mistavad Rav Yosef Dzeira Machmerin Hu Avad Naik Dikavatayin. And we bring a support from Rav Bichanina, presumably Rav Yasa is correct, for Dzeira was normally stringent, and there they're stringent
to finish any parsha they begin, so he conducted like himself like them. The Baisa says one who recites Krishma in the morning must mention Yisias Mitzrayim in the bracha of Emes V'Yatsiv. Rabbi Omer Tzorech Lazkir Bar Malchus. Rabbi says that he must mention Hashem's kingship in it. Achirim Omer Tzorech Lazkir Bar Kriyas Yamsuf U'Makas B'Chayim. And others say he must mention it in it Kriyas Yamsuf and Makas B'Chayim. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer Tzorech Lazkir Es Kulam Tzorech Leimad Su Yisov Ge'alai. Rabbi Shimon Levi says he must mention all of them, and he must also mention Su Yisov Ge'alai, the rock of Yisov and its savior. Simon quoting Rishu Ben Levi said, if one did not mention Torah in the second bracha of Berachas HaMazon, in the bracha of the land, he has to return and repeat it. Ma tam, v'yitin lahem arts v'zgoyim v'fnei ma avu yishmu chukov v'seroysav yinsayu. What's the reason? The pasuk says, and he will give to them the land of the goyim. Why is that? Ba'avu, in order that they will keep his laws, his Torahs, and we receive the Eretz Yisrael only due to the Torah. The Abba Rab Acha B'Shem Rabbi Im Lehizkir Bris Ba'aretz Oy Shlehizkir Rabbi Yerushalayim Malchus Beis David Machzir Noisei. Rabbi Abba Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi, said that if one did not mention Bris in the bracha of the land, or he did not mention the kingship of Beis David in the third bracha of Berachas HaMazon in Bnei Yerushalayim, he must return and repeat it. And Rabbi Lo, Im Amma Menachem Yerushalayim Yonzer. Rabbi Lo said if he said Menachem Yerushalayim instead of Bnei Yerushalayim, he fulfilled his obligation.